This is the non-confrontational podcast. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the non-confrontational podcast. How's everybody doing today?
Fantastic.
I'm feeling pretty dangerous today. How about you guys?
I'm feeling dangerous too.
Doing good. I feel like I usually have something I want to throw out at the beginning of these podcasts, and I have nothing this time. I think it's because, Julian, instead of you, I guess this is my thing I'm throwing out there. I think it's because instead of you usually saying, you always say something about like the day, about the, you just asked us how we're doing today. That threw me off. I didn't have something to kind of like go and throw at you. And I'm doing it right now, though.
I was going to say, see, even when I don't say something, you're still on me. So you're quick like that. You still knew what to say. That's fine. But yeah, I guess starting off this podcast, we should be appreciative to all our fans. We're approaching 10K followers on TikTok. I mean, how
absolutely
cool is that, everybody?
Absolutely crazy. 10,000.
Is that not fucking wicked?
10,000 people that would jump in front of a bus for us. That's crazy.
I don't know if that's what they said when they pressed the follow button, the little plus button there.
Well, that's what they're signing up for.
There's a consent form, and yeah.
Yeah, a consent form.
Pepsi's exactly right. Maybe by the time it's over, we'll be at 9,500. You know, they're just waiting. They know this is the usual time. They're going to flood it now.
Yeah, if you are listening to this, watch something other than Guess the Movie. Come on, guys. I'm just teasing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, Guess the Movie has still been our bread and butter. But you know what? We don't mind. It's slow growth on the other ones, too.
I seriously
yep, slow grind. That's what they call us.
That's what they called us in high school, slow grind.
That's what our nickname was in elementary school, though. Remember the elementary school dances?
Yeah, me and Julian were slow grind.
Couple of slow grinders.
Which dance was that? Was that the one with your crutches or the one without your crutches?
Without.
Did I have a dance with crutches?
Yeah,
or
we
was it
did.
Pepsi with crutches.
Oh. Yeah. You all did at one point. There was one point where you guys, Paul, all of you just had broken fucking feet.
We really did look like a fucking circus, didn't we?
Come to
we
think about it, not even a circus. Like, you ever, like, watch the movies and then there's just, like, the weird group of, like, misfit kids?
Hey.
Whoa,
okay.
Hey, I was part of that group, too. I'm not fucking saying I wasn't part of that group. I'm saying, like, we were definitely, like, those kids, like, maybe not exactly the weird misfit kids, because we were still, like,
we had,
with the kids.
We weren't
like
yeah.
Had friends.
Yeah. We peaked in high school, though, for sure.
You think we peaked?
No, not peaked.
I don't think
not
I peaked.
But like,
I hope I didn't peak.
Compared to that, though, I think it was a bit, it was like a slight increase.
We said that once on a previous podcast where we were like, I said, I'm like, if I peaked in high school, holy shit, I'm fucking done with my life. Something like
that's
that.
That's pretty bad. 16 years and you hit your like apex in the next.
That's it, just downhill
the
for the
60
next
60 years of just down a cliff. You're always yeah, you'll double
yeah, you
peak.
Always have to. You should have like multi peaks, you know, just kind of like. A lot of people have that that idea that high school is kind of like the pinnacle of like your life.
It's because it's the best time when, because there's like, you're pretty carefree, you
yeah.
don't have any responsibilities. So
yeah.
I think that's kind of what people mean. Like
yes.
Right now we got responsibilities way more than we did in high school.
Like
so.
College and university was like, in my opinion, it was more fun than high school because you could do more things. But it's like the impending like fear of, holy shit,
yeah.
I got to get a job. Like, you know
yeah,
what I
mean? Exactly.
Yeah, I would
that's
say.
That's exactly it.
I would agree with that. Like I do miss the. High school is just the last time, not that you can't be a kid and have fun when you're in university, but it's just like, it's the last time I feel like you're actually a kid. You're like, you know, you go to
yeah.
school, you're just, yeah, you just, there's less carefree things, see your friends every single day and stuff like that, like your close friends that you grew up with. So I guess like I could see that. And I do miss even like the acquaintances you make at high school, like all the kids that, you know, you grew up with from elementary school. And then after you met the new kids in like grade 9 up until 12th grade, I miss them too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes so being able to hang and see those guys.
Yeah. And then you do crazy things like get a symbol for all your friends tattooed on your arm forever.
So if you guys don't know, yeah, Pepsi got a tattoo with a symbol for every member in our group.
Yeah,
I'm gonna throw it out there too. It's low-key a hierarchy of the friends he likes the most, and he refuses to admit it. But it's an absolute hierarchy.
No, it isn't. I sent the symbols to the tattoo artist, and she goes, "This is how it would look best." And then I said, "Okay, I'm fine with that." And then she tattooed me. Well, that was funny. Maybe we should just let's start with guess the movie. I know it's Julian's week and he's been eager to do it, so it's me and Greg head to head.
Yeah, I've been hanging on to these for a week now, letting them simmer.
Yep.
I got four, maybe.
Pepsi's yeah, always four. So like you're like the competition. I feel to you is like everything in this.
It is. It's I feel everything.
Like, I don't know it's why do or die you for make me. This like. Yeah, it really is. Like you try to make them the fucking hardest as well, so that when me and Julian go head to head, we end up just sitting there confused as fuck.
I've noticed that too. Greg does them, and I'm like, oh, these are like manageable. Pepsi's so hard, yeah. And I feel like an
Julian,
idiot.
Julian did them, and we got them like in a couple seconds.
All right, well let's lead into it. Okay, ready? Guess the movie. Round.
Fucking, I think we're on like round nine.
Okay, round nine.
We're on. Next part of the TikTok is double digits. I'm gonna run out of room for the titles. I gotta fucking put part 10 on it now. Anyways, right. Go ahead.
Paranoid billionaire in a battle to the death with a specific immigrant.
Superman versus Batman. Batman Greg, versus Superman.
Cold as ice. That's... What a shooter.
I should have got that when nice. You said it before. Fuck.
I think someone did say it before. That's why.
All right. You guys ready for... Leonardo DiCaprio finds out he can't even win an Oscar in his dreams.
Oh, that's fucking... I
Inception.
Yeah.
It's Inception. Inception. It's...
Which, I'd like to say Leo definitely deserved an Oscar for Inception.
Yeah, I agree.
Great movie, by the way. I watched it in English class. Glued to the screen.
How about the end? Do you think he was awake?
No. I don't.
Should we... I don't know if we need to put a spoiler ending for that, but Inception's been out only for like 9 years, so.
Great movie, worth watch. Pepsi, you never seen Inception?
No.
Shoot, sorry, dude. Good movie though.
No, I'll definitely gotta watch some of these movies for sure.
Yeah, I didn't watch Inception until last year, and that was it. Was a game changer. My honest opinion on Inception, it was great. I think it's a little overhyped, but it's still amazing.
I never heard of it before I watched it, so I didn't even like.
Oh.
Like I didn't even know Leo was in it until I'm like, oh, there's Leo, there's Mr. Yeah. No Oscars. Okay. Girl has to pretend she's a man to be taken seriously.
Isn't it the one with
Mulan?
Oh yeah. <he's>...
I didn't. I don't even know if I read that one. I think my sister just watching Mulan like the other day, but it's like, I find it funny because all three so far, Pepsi started going, oh, I think it's, and then I just spit out the answer.
Yeah, I was going to make a joke saying it was the one with Amanda Bynes where she pretends to be a guy to play soccer.
That actually is that would fit this description.
That would also,
exactly.
Yeah, for sure fit the description. That was Wasn't David Beckham in that movie, or am I like way off?
No, Channing Tatum, I think. Oh. Channing Tatum.
They're pretty similar.
Both rock star athletes, for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, David Beckham's not even an actor.
Not yet. Last movie. This one's going to be quick. You guys will definitely get it. I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, Fight Club.
There you go, Pepsi. Not getting shut out.
Get that one. I didn't even realize that was the what's it called.
Wait, not to get shut out.
But wait, what was it?
Sorry, not allowed to talk about it.
No. What was the answer?
Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Don't talk about it.
Oh, fuck.
Here, I got one. Okay, ready? You guys might get this, but a bunch of teenage boys have troubles completing a problem often found on the back of a kid's menu.
Maze Runner.
That's a who? Wait, should I quickly find it? That's a shout out to one of our viewers who asked, "Can you please do Maze Runner?" Too bad
we
my
listen.
Phone won't let me open it.
We listen. I also like to point out in the comments that Greg likes to throw me under the bus when he hasn't seen a movie. He just says Julian hasn't seen the movie, and I have to interrogate him. Like, Greg, did you see that one?
No, I've never seen any. There's some movies that we haven't seen, and people are like, please do this movie, but it's like, we haven't seen it, so it's kind of hard to make a description. So I just go, I don't know if Julian's seen that one.
It makes me laugh. Sometimes I scroll through the comments and I see that you say that, and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I put it in our group chat. I'm like, Greg, have you heard of this movie? Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, yeah,
a lot
so,
of them are pretty out
one,
there, like the ones I've never even heard of.
Absolute movie.
Maze Runner was a shout out to Shuffles 543.
I was in Maze Runner.
Suggestion. I love Maze Runner.
You were.
That's actually a funny story, eh? Tell it.
So, back in high school, obviously Maze Runner came out. Was the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first,
the first Maze Runner came out. And the scene where the doors are closing and Percy Jackson runs through them, there's, like, in the background, there's a bunch of people, and there's this dude with really long hair, but he looks exactly like me, to the point where, like, everybody thought I was in fucking Maze Runner, and it was, like, all over Twitter, not, like, all over, but, like, you know what I mean, like, in the school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then, like, more people knew who I was because of that after this Maze Runner scandal.
It was so funny.
Straight doppelgangers. Yeah, straight doppelgangers. And a kid from our high school took a screenshot, posted it on Twitter, goes, yeah. Wait, I didn't know Pepsi was in Maze Runner. And then, yeah, it kind of went, like, viral around our community. And then, yeah, that made you well-known. It did.
You know what? It's funny, because I didn't hear about this from you guys, and you figure I would have heard from you guys. It was him. He sees me in the stairwell. He goes, yo, do you know Pepsi was in Maze Runner? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then he pulls out his phone and he shows me, and I actually laughed for like 20 minutes. I wanted to tell everybody. We have another friend that looks like Nicolas Cage, too.
Oh, exactly like him. He has a picture of his grandfather he showed us. It's literally Nicolas Cage.
And his grandmother looks like who's the old guy in, not X-Men, Men in Black. Anybody know his name? It's like Will Smith and...
I don't know.
Tommy Lee Jones. Oh, no, his grandma remember. Looks like Tommy Lee Jones. I swear to God.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, right.
I mean, in terms of lookalikes, we've had a lot of our fucking people in the comments telling us that we got discount Baker fucking Mayfield on the podcast.
Wait a second, because we're recording this. Let me just put it on. Hey. Go Browns. Woke up feeling dangerous today. Woke up feeling dangerous.
Oh, my God.
I brought props.
Discount Baker Mayfield.
Honestly, no, I'm hoping one day to get real. On the herd, talk to Colin Cowherd. Wait, Colin Cowherd wouldn't like this. If anybody knows anything, he's not a backwards hat type of guy, but me and Baker are. We're backwards hat type of guys.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God. Yeah, like, but it's been fucking hilarious. It's insane, because one person said it one day. Like, we have said this to Julian before. Like, our friends have said to Julian he looks like Baker. One person goes, oh my God, it's Baker Mayfield. And since then, every video has at least one comment going, wait, is that Baker? Like, it's so funny, man.
And it's great because Baker's like my favorite player in the NFL. And I just, every time I read, even when they say like Walmart Baker Mayfield, I'm like, I don't care. Like, that's cool. At least somebody sees the parallel between me and like one of my favorite people. So
it's funny how
I love it.
It's funny how the whole thing started, because one of our friends comes up to Julian one day and he goes, hey, I saw you in, what was it, draft day or the combine?
I think it was draft day.
He goes, I saw you on draft day. And Julian's like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? And he goes, Baker Mayfield, are you? And then ever since then, we've always said it.
I love it.
No, I think that, Julian, you should take a picture in front of your fucking 2003, whatever your car is, Acura, with a cat.
Yeah.
And like, not shirtless. A cat, obviously, just a cat striped.
Yeah.
Sure, you could be shirtless if you want. And then, yeah, that's what you do. Stand in front of that. And we'll put it next to the Baker.
You got to Photoshop it next to the Baker with the tiger.
And
that's
a
fucking hard photo.
It's a hard picture. See, that's what I mean. That's why I like Baker, because I'm telling you, that's something I would do if I got drafted. Is that not like something? He's in front of a Rolls Royce with a tiger shirtless. It's the fucking best picture ever.
Yeah,
I
it's
wish.
Like, how did you... I wouldn't even... How do you get tigers? Like, Joe Exotic? I don't... Like, where else would you get them?
I'm honestly assuming it's Photoshopped and a really good one, but fuck me. I love it.
Oh, yeah, that would be so funny. We gotta push it out there so you can meet him one day.
Exactly. We got a request.
Listen, I'm gonna take a second. I gotta look right into the camera and say, guys, it's my lifelong dream. I'd love to meet Baker Mayfield. I've been told I look like a discount version of him. Well, I would love to see the Gucci version of him. The man himself. Mr. Cleveland Browns. The Browns is the Browns. Please. Everyone tag the Browns. so I can meet Baker Mayfield.
It sounds like a make-a-wish.
Go on, fucking tag him. Does that ruin it? Can we put that in there? No, for real though, like tag Baker. No, not the, I mean, if Baker's got TikTok, tag Baker, tag the Cleveland Browns. Let's get them to see this TikTok, and you know, at least send us a duet or like a video with Baker.
Yeah, just and, so you know, and we just got, so he knows there's a lookalike.
Discount Baker.
Just so he knows there's a lookalike. Yeah,
discount Baker and Baker Mayfield.
It is crazy. It is uncanny.
Wait,
though.
Did you call him? Did you call him Gucci Baker? So is he Gucci Baker, and then you're Discount Baker?
I'm Discount Baker. Yeah, that's my boy.
That's so good.
And the Browns, you better sign my boy Baker. Better sign my boy. He's up for an extension.
Yeah, no.
Every time I talk, I look in the camera.
There's no chance they would let him go.
No, they have to. He's a phenom.
Well, anyways, Discount Baker, you had a little segment you wanted to try today, so.
Yeah, 130,000%. I'm absolutely into this. So, I'll be honest, as a Discount Baker Mayfield, okay. I'm inspired sometimes. I watch The Herd. I watch Colin Cowherd. I got to get ammunition ready for when I have to debate him for my boy Baker. But he had a segment. It was called True and False. Does that not sound pretty cool? Yeah. True and False.
I'm excited.
So essentially, it's not necessarily true or false, like facts, because I like I don't want to make it too biological. So they're just weird things that just don't seem right, you know, that don't sit right with people. Mm-hmm. You ready? Who's older, Justin Bieber or Post Malone?
Post Malone. No, I'm correct? Wrong. I know. Fuck.
Justin Bieber is older than Post Malone.
Yeah.
Does that not kind of irk you a little bit?
That's throw me off a little.
But by how many years? How many years? It's not like 7 or 8 years or something. It's like it's gotta
I
be.
I don't
like
have
years.
That in front of me. Let me look it up quickly.
You look up Post Malone. I'll look up Justin. Justin's 26.
Yeah, so it's only 1 year. But if you look at the two, it doesn't matter, Greg. Put them beside each other. Post Malone looks like he could be like the 33-year-old brother. You know what I mean? Like the less successful.
You know what I think also affects it. This might sound weird, but you know what also affects it is, like, we remember Justin Bieber, like, especially we remember Justin Bieber as, like, the kid.
That's true.
Like,
exactly.
Growing up, you know what I mean? He was, like, the kid singer, whereas we've only really known Post Malone as an adult, so you don't really realize Justin Bieber is now 26. Like, let me give you another example. I think I've seen one, but Anne Frank was born the same year as Martin Luther King.
Holy shit.
That's insane.
Right? But you think of Anne Frank as a kid... But and Martin Luther King as like a grown man. Yeah, it's just an interesting factoid. I think that's true. Don't quote me on
if
that.
If Greg's wrong, go to his house and beat the shit out of him.
All right, you guys ready for another one?
Yeah.
This one, you've seen this before. This one I seen and it just stuck with me. Rosa Parks died February 4th, 1913. True or false?
13?
February 4th, 1913. False. You're both correct.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when she died?
The 40s?
I feel like she died like in... No. Like the later.
50s?
Pepsi, what did you say?
When did she die?
The 50s? Yeah, okay. Is that... Greg, what's your guess?
I don't know. I'm going to sound really stupid here. The 60s?
2005.
There's no way.
Rosa Parks saw Shrek.
No. That makes sense to me because like the whole freaking thing movement was like later on. Like that's why it was throwing me off. I actually recalled seeing this the other day that yeah, she was alive in the 2000s. That's why I said later, but then
when you hear Rosa Parks, doesn't that feel like that's something like she was a really historical.
Yeah.
Like
well, that's
figure.
The thing cuz
I couldn't believe that.
So yeah, I just didn't know when she died. I thought she died prematurely. I guess not. Or did she? How old was she when she died?
Very old. She was born 1913. Died
okay, see, that makes sense. Okay, that's why I said the 40s. Okay, that makes sense then.
Oh my god, Anne Frank was born in 1929 and Martin Luther King was born in 1929. I just checked the stats. She was older than both of them.
They're younger than Rosa Parks. Anne Frank is younger than Rosa Parks.
That is weird because you only know of Anne Frank in black and white.
Yeah, right? Holy crap, man.
It disturbs me that, not disturbs me, but dude, Rosa Parks could have saw Shrek. Shrek came out. And she could have seen it.
She could have saw the SpongeBob movie. I just said she could have saw the SpongeBob movie. Because if you remember from like a couple podcasts ago, I said it came out in 2004.
No, that's insane to me.
Even what disturbs me is like, these like events seem like they were so like long ago and they really weren't. Like, that's nuts. Like, Anne Frank and Martin Luther King Jr., mm-hmm. we're born the same year, and we think like, oh, the Holocaust was a long time ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's,
that's wild.
I mean, it like, you know, it was about 70 years
ago. Yeah, that's like close enough for like your grandparents to see.
My grandparents did see it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it's like, it's not that unreachable for our, like, I don't know how to explain.
Oh,
that,
you're like, just saying like it seems longer, but like,
yeah, like anything. Like when I you'd think like just like every day, like someone mentions it, like you wouldn't be like, my first thought isn't, oh, that was pretty recent. Like, it's not like you kind of think it's, oh, it's so far long ago.
Yeah, like my nonna, like my grandmother, she was in Italy when I can't remember who was invading. It was like, it was towards the time where I think Italy was like switching sides, and then like the Germans were like invading, and she was lucky that her father like had connections with some Americans and were able to protect them and get them out of there. But like, think about the fact that like my grandmother lived through World War II with the Germans freaking invading. Like that's something. Like, the idea of Hitler seems like a long time ago.
Right? That's what I meant. That's what I meant. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like even my dad was saying today, because me and my dad have like an old man who's a friend of ours. He's like 90 something, and he still will chop his own wood to heat up his house. He has bags of rotten potatoes. He will eat potatoes and only potatoes for, I'm not kidding, months on end, because that's what he grew up doing, and he still feels like that's just how he has to live. And to us, we're just like, just go to Walmart. And he's like, no, why would I go to Walmart? I'd waste perfectly good potatoes. Guys, the potatoes are black through and through, rotted. He will eat them with bugs in it. It's disgusting.
Ew.
Yeah, but that was like, he's like, that's how he grew up. He said he spent 4 years only eating potatoes.
Oh my god.
And I googled it because I thought it was cap. You can legitimately only live off potatoes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I told you my neighbors used to keep bags of bagels, like 4 feet tall bags full of bagels, in case another war started where they couldn't leave the house. Ironically, they actually were onto something. We got into a pandemic and you can't leave the house. Those bagels could have proved very valuable in the end.
Okay. Anyways, give us the next one.
Each year, what kills more zookeepers, lions or zebras?
Zebras. Those things are dangerous, bro.
It's the peacocks, actually. No. Zebras.
Zebras kill more zookeepers than lions because they kick. That's why you'll never fucking ride one. You know when that movie, what's the movie called with I talked about it the other day. Madagascar? Madagascar.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bro, that zebra would have fucked Alex up.
Yeah.
If Alex wasn't expecting it, it would have kicked it right in the face. Knocked its fucking head off.
I think I would put it this way, though. I feel like the thing is lions are more dangerous than zebras. But the thing is the zookeepers get closer to the zebras, so they kick them and kill them. Whereas no zookeeper is getting close to the fucking lion.
I'm not saying it's a perfect stat, but I mean, it's because zebras kind of look like a horse. And you're like, I could probably ride a zebra. In fact, that'll fucking probably, it'll end your life.
But my thing is that the lion is going to fuck up the zebra any day.
Yeah, it could, for sure. Could. Did you know that giraffes sometimes accidentally have friendly fire? Like, their kids will hide in their legs, and so they kick, and they can kick dummy hard.
Oh.
And if a tiger or a lion comes to attack a bunch of giraffes, and it starts kicking, and sometimes it fucking knocks the little babies giraffe out.
Have you ever seen giraffes smoke necks?
Yeah, giraffe fight. You ever seen it, Julian?
Watch it's awesome.
They fucking smack necks, bro. Like, think about this. They fucking smack necks. Like, they fight with their necks.
Imagine if people fought like that.
Like, the thing is, we don't have enough range on our neck, but because of the fact that, like,
look at this shit. Legs,
that's true. You got.
I could smoke somebody with my neck,
bro. It's just like.
There was a guy in our high school who liked giving neck hugs.
I don't remember that one.
Did you just say?
There was a guy at our high school like giving people neck hugs.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh my fucking god, bro, they just swing their head.
They just swing their heads. Yeah, you're watching it, right? They're just swinging. Oh my their god. Heads.
And then when you sorry, when you get another too. Chance, look up giraffe with a broken neck if you want to get really depressed. It's so
No. But it's like they use like this. The thing is, it's like it's the way they wind up. They're like,
yeah.
And they just like bang.
It's like a swing. It's like a warp.
But dude, they're fighting like this. They're side by side. They're not head to head. And they're just boom. Boom.
The funniest video I've seen in a while, like it was on TikTok, and it goes, Rams definitely have CTE. And they headbutt, and then they both just stand there and like look in another direction, and they're just like, where the fuck are we? And then they remember what they were doing, and they smash again, and then same shit. They're just like, what the fuck?
That's funny. But I was gonna say, why were we led to believe that these animals are always so cuddly? Why was that a thing we were kind of like misled? I don't know. As a kid, I kind of thought like a giraffe was definitely friendly for no reason.
A zebra,
I
just thought they friendly.
Were. I thought they were friendly. I thought they were just big horses or like different
aren't
colored
giraffes,
horses.
Aren't giraffes friendly? Just because giraffes fight, aren't they still kind of friendly? I don't know.
Like, I don't know. After hearing that they could kick the head off a lion, I really don't want to get anywhere near a giraffe anymore.
I guess that's kind of true.
We were led to believe a lot of things that were cap when we were kids.
Yeah, we got fleeced all the time. Yeah, so Pokemon's coming out with, Nintendo's. So Pokemon Diamond and Pearl are coming out again. Those are the first DS games I ever played. Pokemon DS games I ever played. And I thought you had to buy both of them because Nintendo would create the same game with just two different legendary Pokemon on the covers. And then, like, how many Pokemon were missing out of the Pokedex? Like, five?
Maybe.
That would just be exclusives? Yeah, and I felt like I would have to buy the fucking...
So you'd buy both, so they would get two sales, yeah.
Yep. Dude, I
never understood that. Yeah. I thought it was just the legendary Pokemon was different. I didn't understand that there was other exclusive Pokemon in one compared to the other.
Not many, though. I'm being serious, like five. And then they would release... And I would buy it. I bought Diamond, and I have fucking...
I agree.
Diamond and Pearl. I have Heart Gold and Soul Silver because if you had Ho-Oh and Lugia, you could get was it Rayquaza? Oh, whatever. And then there was the one with. It doesn't matter. The moral of the story is you needed both to get the third legendary Pokemon and like complete your Pokedex.
If you see me right now, you guys can't see what I'm putting in the camera.
What is that?
The Pokemon game.
So that's Emerald and Sapphire, but I also have Ruby. And the thing is I don't ever remember why I bought all three because of the same game.
That's the thing, and it would get you every fucking time. I bought Pearl, Platinum, White, Black, Heart Gold, Soul Silver. It's like, they're the same damn game.
You know, I was always confused when they were the same, too. I'd buy them, and I'm like, whoa. Why is this the exact same?
I'd be like, I feel like I did this already. Maybe I have CTE.
But when Platinum came out, we're like, it's a good idea to get Platinum now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Platinum had, like, very minute changes. You'd get, like, Giratina, like, as the end Pokemon. And that was like, whoa. Other than that, it was damn near the same. Actually, Platinum's my favorite.
I don't know if DLC existed back then on, like, Nintendo's. Highly doubt it. But they could have definitely just released Giratina as a DLC.
Oh, for sure. That's how they fleeced us as fucking kids, though. And I'm like, I don't know how old I was. I think the game came out 2007. So, like, I was, like, 7 when I got the game. I didn't know. What was I going to do, research? No, I told my mom, like, yeah, Ma, I got the blue one. I want the pink one. You know? Speaking of other things, did your parents ever tell you when you're driving, so your dad or mom's driving, and you turn on that light in the car?
Yeah.
And then they'd say, that's illegal. Yeah, so turn it off. Why was that fucking illegal? It's not. It's not illegal.
Oh my god, you just fucking unlocked a memory I didn't realize I had.
I'd be looking for either fucking Diamond or Pearl, whatever one I was playing in the car, because I dropped it, on the light, and they're like, whoa, we're gonna get us arrested.
You're gonna get us arrested here. What do you think this is? I don't know where they would even get that from. What would make that illegal?
No, my dad would tell me more that he couldn't see. He'd be like, hey, I can't see with that light on. I can't see with that light on, right? It's like, now that I drive, I've never had the issue where someone turns the light on and I can't see out the window.
My dad goes, no, you can't turn those on because the car's coming at us, can't see because of the light. And I'm like, you do realize you have two headlights, right? I don't think this is causing that issue.
Yeah, so all these things, man. I don't know. Why didn't they tell us that? That's so
or what
right.
about what about where you can't go swimming after you eat?
That's a lie. That,
dude.
That's a
big lie.
A myth.
Bullshit. You know how many fucking... I would literally watch my cousins and family members splashing in the beach water, and I'd be sitting on the sand like a fucking fat little loser. Just like, why can't I go in the water? I gotta wait an hour for what?
I know, but as soon as the hour came, I was in that water.
Oh, yeah.
As soon. Because I was like... as if like 59 minutes to an hour was going to save me the wicked stomach ache I was going to get.
I one time, just to let you know about this, I ate and then I didn't listen to that rule. I went in the pool, but I like jumped in and I accidentally like swallowed water, like too much water. I came out, I fucking puked all over the place. Then I thought it was real. And I was like, wait, I can't. It's because I ate first. It's actually because I fucking just swallowed a bunch of chlorinated water.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
I have a really embarrassing one that was just personal to me. I'm sure nobody else in the world had this issue. When I was a little kid, this was just me being delusional. I used to think once you hit 70 years old, you automatically became Italian.
You told me that before. That's fucking insane.
I swear to God, dude, word of a lie. No word of a lie. This is like when I was like maybe 4 or 5. The first time, I literally remember it. The first time I ever saw an old person not speaking Italian, like just like in a store or whatever, I was like, what is that?
But it's because every old person around you,
because
your family only spoke Italian, yeah. Right?
I don't really have a first language because I learned both. Like, I probably learned Italian just as the same time I learned English. So when I saw like English speaking old people, I was like, what is that?
That's fucking taboo.
I didn't have geography class yet. Once I got geography, I was like, there's more?
That's fucking
that's
awesome.
That's good.
This one isn't our... We kind of talked about it, but dude, that rule... I thought I had to carry a ruler for Dare all the time. I just want to bring that up one more time because I swear to God, Greg, I thought I was actually going to need that training. Your parents ever take your money? Like, you'd get birthday money
and
they'd take it and they buy you socks. I'd be like, why did you buy... I didn't want socks. I wanted Pokemon Pearl. God damn it, I need it.
They're like, but you just got diamond, and you're like, it doesn't matter.
I'm like, that's a different game, Mom.
Another thing, like, obviously the Tooth Fairy's cap, sorry to break anyone's heart.
Tooth Fairy super cap.
But I milked that shit for as long as I could, because my parents used to bless me with money for the Tooth Fairy. Molars were $50, regular teeth were $20, yeah.
Oh, dude. My God, $50.
$50.
Holy child things, huh?
That's a Pepsi thing. I think I got $50 cumulatively for my entire fucking mouth.
Over 10 teeth pulled out, like my baby teeth, because they all came in fucked up. So like every time they pull one, I'd sit down and I'd be like, I'd wait for the paycheck. I'd be like, where is it?
The only thing that made this guy feel better was a fucking 50.
Yeah, the amount of laughing gas I took, holy shit, man. Woof.
So can I ask something?
Yeah.
You had braces, so you're telling me that your parents gave you about $500 and just lost teeth and then spent $3,000 on your braces too?
I think insurance covered the braces, hopefully.
Oh, true. I forgot. I've never had insurance.
I remember one time I went with you to the dentist. You had to get a checkup, and I asked your mom, and I was like, "Hey, Carm, when's Pepsi get his braces off?" And she goes, 2 years ago, because you kept fucking breaking them.
Guys, when I tell you, this is a fucking funny story. When I tell you I have the worst teeth, like not the worst, but one of the worst teeth you can imagine, I have prescribed toothpaste. It's called Prevenant. I've drank fluoride water. I brush my teeth all the fucking time. When I took my braces off, let me just get close to the mic. I had 17 cavities. 17. Dude, all my teeth are fake. I'm not even lying. They're 90% veneer.
That's so bad. That's funny.
They look fucking good from the outside, though, dude. They do. Like, if I got close to the camera, like, the bottom of my fucking teeth are ones that are all crooked as shit.
Yeah, me too.
Are you sure that your dentist just doesn't realize you guys will go there and get your teeth worked on and he's not drilling fucking holes and then filling them?
I'm starting to think it.
He might, for real.
Tried everything. Prescribed fucking toothpaste. Come on, man.
I didn't even know they had that, so. You guys remember the book fair at school?
Oh, the best time ever. Oh, yeah.
That Tooth Fairy money was huge at the book fair. Pepsi, you probably balled out like a pimp. You'd be ripping the teeth out and you'd show up.
I'd walk out with a bag of books.
No, I never bought books from the book fair. I'd get fucking posters of LeBron James. Mm-hmm. I never watched basketball.
How much parents must have hate the fucking book fair, though? Because it's just a way to fleece money from the kids.
Yeah.
And, like, such useless shit. Erasers we'd lose immediately. How many of those posters of LeBron you got still, Julian?
Two. Oh, no, still have them? Oh, no, 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 yeah. None of them.
That's what I mean. There were some kids... I remember there were some kids in our school that would buy the Lamborghini or the McLaren photo every single year.
Yeah. No, my mom would never allow me to get books because she's like, you never fucking read them. I'm not wasting my money on books.
I just don't read. I never bought them either.
I know it's bad.
My parents knew it was a bad investment.
Oh, I thought you said school is a bad investment. I was like, where's that coming from?
Yeah, it sounded like that.
As I'm trying to be a teacher, I'm like, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. If your students ever find this podcast... Oh.
Oh, yo, yeah, well, you're putting yourself out there, eh? You'd be fucked out of a job.
I don't think so. We don't say anything jeopardizing. Julian,
you guys remember in elementary? Shut up. Let me talk.
I'm going to put that in.
I'm going to keep that in with no context.
You guys remember in elementary school? You know when you'd lose your tooth in class? They'd send you to the office to get a little fucking... treasure chest files. You put the tooth in.
Did you sit down and write down all memories when you were a child to unlock shit for me? Like, I freaking forgot about that crap.
I'm just saying, because we were talking about teeth. Because when we were doing ideas for the podcast, that's just, I don't know.
No, that's a good one. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're unlocking memories I didn't know I had. You would come back and, like, people would, like, want to see what color, like, capsule you got. Like, what color vial you got. No, you'd be the little treasure chest.
Yeah, there's a treasure chest. Yeah, treasure chest.
Oh, I still have some.
You were, like, the plug.
I would, if I knew I had a loose tooth, I'd try to, like, not hold it in my mouth, but, like, make sure it fell out at school because I wanted to leave and get the treasure chest.
Yeah, you want to have that clout. For, like, 10 minutes. Then all the shorties are after you, like, what color's your chest, Julian? You're like, I don't know, but can I see your shorty?
We're cutting that out.
What the fuck?
We should probably wrap it up soon, though.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah, we should definitely start wrapping this up.
So, everyone, you know, that's bringing us to the close of the episode. Again, we're at 9,400 and, oh, I thought we crossed 1,500. We're at 9,489 followers as of the time of this podcast. By the time we post this, we'll probably be at 9,500, so that's going to be pretty cool. So just get us to fucking 10,000.
Tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your sister, tell your dad's mistress, everybody, follow the Non-Con podcast on TikTok, baby. Get us to 10K.
Yeah, 10K. Thank you so much for the support. It's been absolutely amazing. Some cool stats that we'd love to share with you. Our page has amassed over 1.4 million views. It's been 3 fucking weeks. Like, that's so surreal.
Insane.
Like, the total watch time in hours is over, it's something like 8,000 hours watched. So thank you so much for that. Just this, like, it's not even like a freaking career or anything like that. This has been a dream of mine since I was like 12 years old. To see this kind of like support come through, it means the absolute world. So yeah, from the bottom of my heart
and mine,
from the bottom of both of yours,
all our hearts.
I was going to say, I just said it, I know from the bottom of both of yours, don't fucking think like I was saying just me, you two. I was going to give you the opportunity to say something yourself, eat shit. No, but for real, from the bottom of all our hearts, thank you so much for the support. This has been really, really fun, and we just can't wait to see what the future holds for this podcast. Did you guys want to add anything else in there?
No, I think you covered the bases.
I want to add one thing.
What?
I want to close out this podcast with a joke.
KK.
What do you call a thieving alligator?
A crocodile.
A crocodile?
No way! I'm leaving. End it.
That's so good. Okay, we wrap it up.
See you later.